Many of the disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard." For the last, I think, 6 or 7 days, we've been hearing readings from John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse, where Jesus is revealing to us the reality of the Holy Eucharist, where he's talking about the body and blood, the bread and the wine becoming his body and his blood. He's revealing to his followers, his disciples, about the Holy Eucharist. And he kept repeating it. And this is where we get to the point of the reading today of John 6, starting in verse 60. They couldn't believe it. They said, "This is saying is hard." They were murmuring in their hearts. And some of them left. It was too much, too difficult to understand and to accept what Jesus was teaching about the Holy Eucharist. And many left. And then he turned to the 12, to his closest friends, and said, "Will you also leave?" Very important question there that Jesus asks. Because sometimes the teachings of Jesus, and not only the teaching on the Eucharist, but the teachings as a whole, can be very difficult. Can be hard to understand, hard to accept. We live in a culture that's not very friendly to the Christian or to the Catholic faith. There's many things in the world we encounter every day that are in opposition. When we talk about marriage, life, reproductive health, just morality in general, there's lots of things that the world tries to teach us that are contrary to the truth. And so it can be hard to believe what the church teaches. But Jesus doesn't back down. He doesn't relent. He simply invites us to stay with him and to believe. And Peter's response should be the response for each one of us, especially in those moments of difficulty. To whom shall we go? I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you have the words of everlasting life. So I may not be able to fully understand this particular teaching, but there's nothing else for me. I must stay with you. I have no other choice. And this is where we are in the gospel. And this is where we each should be in our own lives, that we have nowhere else to go, that we are completely, totally reliant on Christ and on his church. And when we see the effect of that faith in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, again, this week we've been hearing about the torture and the trials the early church was going through, the martyrdom of Stephen, Paul's attempt to destroy the church, and his subsequent conversion. But it says at the beginning of that reading that the church was at peace, and then her numbers were growing. And Peter went to a man who was crippled and raised him up. He went to a lady who was dead and raised her up. This is the effect of the faith in Peter, who said, "I have nowhere else to go but to be with you." We know Peter's faith wasn't complete. We know he left at the cross. We know he denied Jesus. So we're not looking for perfection in that sense. But where is your heart? Have you surrendered your heart where there's nowhere else to go? And allow the Spirit of the living God permission to dwell within you and then to operate through you. When we speak of, when we think about the Holy Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith, the most important thing, the very life of God is given to us through the Holy Eucharist. And for those of you who are preparing to receive in the next coming weeks, this is the most important thing you will do. And yet, sometimes it can be hard to believe, but we trust. We trust in Holy Mother Church. We trust that she teaches us the good things. She gives us only the things that are good. Just like at times it's hard to understand maybe what we learn in school, or sometimes it's hard to follow what our parents want us to do, but we trust them. We know that they love us. We know that what they have for us is good. And so we agree to go along. And us big kids need that reminder as well, that Mother Church loves us. Mother Church gives us what we need. And sometimes when we don't understand, we just have to go along because we know that this is truth. So as we continue in this Holy Mass, as through the power of the words of consecration, the bread and the wine become the body and blood of Jesus, let us pray for a deeper faith. Let us pray to really have a heart open to the truth of who the Eucharist is. Not so much what, but who that is. So that in the coming weeks, when you come forward to receive, like St. Thomas says, we can say to Jesus, my Lord and my God. Amen.